Welcome to Uncensored, where we change the narrative.
Yes, this is Nyakaisiki Hillary.
I'm Kirungi Allen. Oh, we come here to grow together, share opinions about our society, learn certain things that are not right, and also would like you to interact with us in the comments, respectfully, of course, and we want to know your opinions because your opinions are valid. We also want to learn from you. So let's grow together on this platform. So now today we'd like to talk about the economy and the factors that influence the economy and why things are going the way they are going today. So I'd like to ask my friend Hillary, what does she understand by the economy?
Yes, Aline. So for me, the economy is about production and consumption of goods and services and basically control of the supply of money. A country, for instance, or for even the continent, because economies are interrelated and draw from and give into each other. So that is why when certain economies are collapsing, they affect all the other economies that are reliant on them.
Well, I think you are very right. Maybe some other terms that we could throw in could be like, oh, we have macroeconomies or microeconomies, whereby now when I talk about the microeconomy, I'm talking about household level economy, what you produce as a household, what you consume as at a household level. And then when it comes to macro, now we go high up, like, oh, factories or government, things like that. So I hope you get now what we are talking about. And there are so many factors that affect the economy of today. We have, first of all, I think we have systems.
Yes.
The number, the different systems, the social systems that we put in place.
The political systems.
Yes, affect what? The way the economy is. And another.
And functions as a whole.
Yes, yes. So, as you can see, we have so many, let's say, taxes that are being levied on us. We have so many, very many things that we do not understand, and the government does not actually care to make us understand.
And it's in their best interest that we keep not understanding these topics. That is why we are here, to change the narrative, to make sure each and every one of us understands what's going on, what we are toiling so hard for. The economy is even taking a mental toll on people, because people cannot understand why they wake up before the day breaks and go back to bed when everything is dark, only for them not to have what to eat the next day. Such a frustrating scenario to be part of.
Oh my god. Oh, speaking of that, it just makes me just makes my blood boil. But I think we can one of the systems we can talk about, of course, it's the political system. Our political system is quite absurd. It's quite heartbreaking,
and it's actually the center of our economy, because how politics travels and what is decided politically, the budget, for instance, for the country, heavily influences how the economy is going to run. But also something else I want us to understand here is who controls our money, who controls our economic system, in the end of the day, ultimately controls you as a person.
Yes, and that
is why it's so important for us to have control of how things are going, which we don't have and which we haven't had in a long time, but we're not even sensitive enough to realize it until now that things have spilled over and we are facing the after effects and we are panicking to try to contemplate and grasp what we can about how the current state of things is going. For the longest time, I've been so opinionated about African countries, for instance, heavily being reliant on foreign aid. And it's until of recent, when the LGBTQ community wanted to influence how the Ugandan laws are made, and they decided that now if you guys are not going to, if you guys pass the anti-gay law, we are going to have to withdraw support from this country. I do not personally, what's my opinion here is not against the LGBTQ community, for instance. What I'm against is the fact that these people's control measure, of the political decisions our leaders made was to withdraw aid from our country and stifle for us, because they knew that this is going to heavily implicate how things are going for us as a country and as individuals. Imagine people who have been relying, for instance, on ARVs for the heavier amount of their lives, and they have no other way to access these services, and all of a sudden aid is gone. It is left to us as a country to take care of each other.
At some point, I feel like us discussing this topic at, let's say, okay, or dealing with this, these things that are happening at a country level or at a village level or at, and maybe we need to address the problem from the root. And our problem is not like the economy is bad or anything. The problem is capitalism, because we are always in the rat race. Always you wake up, go to work, always, like, you're always feeding this capitalist system. Always you make money, but the money is not enough. The capitalist will always bring something that you do not have, and the only thing that that they are using against you is the fact that you don't have that thing, so you feel the need to purchase that thing, so you're always on that chase. But I'm imagining, if
when you talk about how people are making, for instance, irrelevant purchases because they've been made to believe by a system that they need some of these items. Let's go into the skincare industry, right? For sake.
I'll even give you an example. Recently, there is someone that discovered I don't know that it's a vaccine or a cure to HIV, but that person is selling that medication at a very, very high cost. Very, very high cost, and that the profit that he'll be getting off of one dose of that HIV vaccine is $40. Can you imagine? So now, by the time it gets to you, who actually is down here in Africa dying, I do not know, you'll be dead by the time it comes anyways, but like, you can see that no one really cares about humanity. They care about buying their next yacht, so they'll what? They'll hike the things that are needed by human beings, like basic things that are needed by human beings, just to feed the consumerism of capitalism.
I get you, but now when we talk about that, I don't think it would feed into the issue of the medicine, for instance, for that person who discovered the cure. You know why? Contrary to popular belief, for instance, for me as an individual, I feel that if this person discovered the knowledge on their own, they have the right to price this knowledge a certain way, because we don't even know what it went into for them to research to get all that knowledge. But what I'm really against is people who popularize things that are even unimportant to start with. That's why I kept bringing up the skincare issue. You find now all of a sudden for Christ's sake, I don't know how everyone else used to do it, but I was just the soap and water and a little lotion kind of person. Now you need a toner, now you need to go to the dermatologist every 3 months, you need to be spending a crazy amount of money, get your eyebrows microbladed.
I am a consumer of skincare products.
So like, but you get it though. They feed it into you that these are things that you need to survive.
Exactly.
But do you really need them to survive?
I don't think so.
Is the consumerism I'm talking about. Now, when it comes to the issue of pricing basic needs extravagantly, that still comes back to the political era that we are talking about from before, because it is up to the government to put price limits in certain economies, those price limits exist, you get. But in Uganda, you can start your matchbox company tomorrow and say, yeah, for me, my matchboxes are going to be 10,000 each, and you're going to claim they are blessed and all that, and people will actually buy them. Yeah. And it will look insane, but people are making those purchases. So it is up to the government to say, wait, this is wild. We are not going to let a matchbox go beyond 100 shillings or something like that.
But you know, for me, like, the part whereby we have to pay to live is the crazy part, in that if I don't go to work today, that means I'll not eat. If I don't go, if I don't get something to do that can, you know, feed the so-called rat race, I'm basically dead.
Yeah, I get your concern, but now for me, what I have to ask you in this particular scenario is, do you think there is an alternative?
I think there is an alternative.
So what is the alternative you would like to present?
Okay, I feel like I don't think in the very, very first place, I don't think this is how we are supposed to be living life. Whereby you wake up, go to work, go to bed, wake up again, go to work. I do not really think that's how life is supposed to be lived. I think, first of all, let me quote it as, should I call it spiritualist view? Or I think the world is very much abundant for all of us. All of us, even the population that we do not know that is going to exist in like the next years. But the problem is,
colonialists would beg to differ.
Of course. The problem is the systems that have been introduced to us, or the people that benefit from those systems, can't let that be the fact, even when it is the fact. Because you cannot tell me a country as abundant as Uganda, we can't feed ourselves. Even if it meant putting up a system where we know, like, from this particular point, people who are coming from the west, we are funding these particular farms to feed the what? You get kind of thing, like we can be able to feed the entire country.
I get what you're driving at, but what I would like to interject with is, you know, the problem with me, Alan, I would have to say, is I like to put realism in everything. Like, there is the ideal way things should be, but there is that thing at the back of your mind that tells you, do you think the ideal will come into existence if we were to push?
If we decided.
Because what I'm seeing, for instance, your perspective on this, and capitalism generally, for me, what I'm seeing is you would like us to break down capitalistic systems and build our lives based on community.
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say? Now, the problem with community, the problem with community is there is always going to be corruption, there is always going to be favoritism, there is always going to be that one person that doesn't comply. So what are we to do for these people?
Auntie, that's why we have like the government in play. If the government came and I think we had,
what you don't know is that the government is the same. Like,
I do understand. That's why I'm saying, if we decided,
they are the real people that would push community back.
If we decided as a people that, like, this is how we are going to live our lives, like this hustle culture and all, to find just one meal a day is not it. So I feel like it is possible. I know it is. Okay, let me not say even. I know it is possible because people have lived like this before, right? Whereby people didn't have to, like, you know, hustle so much to just get a plate of food, you know, and that nutritious food. I don't think that is something that is hard. Like, there are so many things that we can apply with now. Instead of, like, making technology control us, we can actually control the technology to serve us.
I get you.
You know?
But in the end of the day, I'm going to still go back to the start of this. I want us to start with solutions for what we are currently facing, mm-hmm. that we have control of as individuals before we change the system as a whole. Mm-hmm. We have to change our individual perspectives. And we have to change the way we do things for us as people, as families, mm-hmm. as the small community in your village, mm-hmm. before you think that we have the chance to influence the community as society as a whole, let me mm-hmm. say, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if it was so easy to influence society, we would have done it a long time ago. We have people pushing back. Mm. We have people striking, rioting, refuse to conform to what is already in place. Mm. But even when they are having all those kickbacks and trying to struggle against the system, it's hard. It's quite hard, Aline, and that is the truth. That's why I have this whole approach of we can change how we see things as individuals,
mm.
how we approach things as individuals and small groups of minorities,
mm.
until we effect a large change.
Mm. Well, I feel like there's a whole lot of, I feel like now in Uganda, individualism has really, it's like
too much.
It's a whole lot.
I get you. And it's also a problem. That's true.
Big problem. And I'm imagining if it's like this here in Uganda, I don't know what it is like in other countries. It must be on another level.
Right? Because even as African culture, we are groomed to care for community.
Ubuntu kind of culture.
Exactly. So if we are having it so rough, I really don't know what's happening out there. Maybe the rest of you can tell us about your grievances and we share.
Yeah.
So about our economy, I would like to point out some things that are really going downhill and are alarming that really need us to act on the fastest. Yeah.
Mm.
And why all this striking has been going on as of 2024.
Yeah.
Not even for only Uganda. I think the strike started with Kenya, came to Uganda.
Nigeria,
now Nigerians are
Venezuela,
striking too.
Bangladesh.
Yes. People are tired, guys.
Yeah.
We are tired as a continent,
yeah.
even.
Mm.
And the fact that we are the wealthiest in terms of natural resources, but we are forced to be the poorest, will never make sense to me. So how are things going downhill? Look at just your mobile money tax. The mobile money charges for withdrawal of money are sick, are mad now. They've been increased like twice what we were used to in the past. Go ahead and look at your internet tax that you're paying for any of the mobile corporations that you choose to use. They are related because they are also being stifled at the same level.
Have you seen this thing when you pay for electricity? When you're paying for electricity, there's always that. For example, if I'm paying,
I know that tax,
you know,
for
that?
The month, it's about 3,000 something. It's a little over 3,000. Yes, they introduced tax on electricity to Aline. The tax has gone everywhere. There is nowhere that the thing that surprised me the most is finding out even people that sell juice on roadsides are going to be incurring tax for selling natural juice. So where are you supposed to get a living in this system?
I don't know if at all the taxes were actually doing what they were supposed to do.
Let's not even go there. Oh my god.
But you know what it is, right? You don't have any control over your taxes and how they are
utilized.
You know,
or squandered,
but but still, you have to pay.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
It's not fair at all, of course. But look at the IFRIS issue. You know, when people came up and said this system is not serving us, do you know what the government came out and told them? This system is serving you, you're just ignorant about it. Like, oh my god, guys,
right.
You really don't think that people are at a mature age where they can decide what's good for them and what's not? Now, URA has stopped to be viewed as a body that is bringing change in this country, it has started to be feared. When people see URA offices, they are scared, they are worried, because it's always going to be humongous taxes coming out of there with no accountability, as you mentioned earlier. Let's not talk about NSSF and the financial insecurity you have putting your money there, but you have to anyway. After their boss was arrested and convicted for over 2.7 million disappearing. Was it millions or trillions?
Yeah, 2.7 billion.
Billion. Yeah. Billions of money, guys, disappear in this country with no explanation, and it's supposed to be
and
the
it's
norm.
Like,
yeah, it's
everyone
a normal
is
thing.
Like,
and this guy was released from prison, and apparently he had the nerve to like go on social media, go to television and talk about how he was a changed man from prison. If you're changed, you go ahead and bring all the money
that you
stole. Why are you telling us you're changed?
You know, like there are certain clips, for example, like,
of what use is that information to us?
You know how the leaders that we have are so they're so familiar with us to a point that they have the guts to come and tell us, oh well, you have no say in terms of my position, so I'm going to stay here till I can pass on, I feel like passing on this position to the next person.
Oh my god, talk about the way leaders are interviewed and someone just comes out on TV and tells the interviewer, do you know I can get you arrested,
right?
And no one will do anything about it on
right?
air. Yeah, that is what is happening in this country because political systems are nothing less than
but dead. I don't think you can be able to stand up and say such a thing if at all you're not, you don't know who is backing you. So that means
yes,
there is someone that
there are
is
people
backing
in the system
you
that are backing
for you
those
to have
that are
such
not doing what they are supposed
to come and
to
tell us such nonsense.
It's true, it's absolutely true. But unfortunately for us, political systems have a lot to do with how this economy runs. And instead of serving the people, the political systems are serving to stifle the people's voices. People in power these days, there is someone who was standing recently for a political position in Uganda, and they say, you guys can send me there, I eat a little, then when I'm done I'll send the next person. Like, it's now a known norm people are just working for their families, for their stomachs. No one is concerned about the rest of you. And what happens when people squander this money, when people embezzle funds, they create a gap in the system, in the economy.
Leave alone. Now, just because such things are happening, and that, like the way they squander the money, and you know we are all seated back here, I would like to give you an example of those NEMA guys. NEMA will evict you who earns hand to mouth, and will not evict someone who has put up a multi-million building in a swamp, forest reserve, whatever. But they'll come for you,
and when they evict you, they'll give that land to that person.
Yeah,
that's the
just
saddest
so you know.
Part. Yes.
And the money that will be coming out of whatever that project is will not be coming to serve you that they have evicted. No, it's coming to serve them.
Yes. And that's true. And the funniest part is the officers who work in these organizations that are stifling people, stealing from people openly, violating people's rights, like the police. People were looking at where the police stay in this country.
Yeah.
It's beyond, it looks horrible, guys. It's horrible. The standards of living for these people are in the gutters, yeah? So they should be the people that are fighting the most.
Exactly.
Because
now, if a
But since we don't even have political science being taught in school anymore,
right. Unless you study social sciences, you'll never get to.
Unless they are curious enough to go out there and study and make research, people have no information. People don't even think that they are supposed to fight the systems that need to be corrected. People think what has been in play has been in play for centuries, and there is nothing we can do to change it, because that is the narrative that we've been taught ever since.
Let's talk about that. Is it PDM money? What's this new, this, I've forgotten, this recent project, the poverty alleviating project that the government is trying. But I'll have you know that even in that project, someone will sign for 1 million but receive 300,000. You know? PDM money.
I get you.
So you're wondering, what is the 300,000 going to do for this person? If now this person already has problems that cost, just let's say, if you, the moment you touch that money, by the way,
it goes. Oh my god.
But now you wonder where you're going to invest 300,000 in this economy, you know? But then you signed for how much? Where did the rest of the 700,000 go? You didn't receive it, but someone else took that money, and you think they are going to alleviate poverty.
And if you dare mention it, then the opportunity is gone. I guess it has to go to someone who can keep the pact of silence,
right?
And since there are people that are always willing to keep this pact of silence, things are not going to change. So that is what we are here to talk about. Let's not keep silent when we are facing the irregularities in this system. We have to face them head on together. We understand that poverty is an issue that is to be addressed like yesterday. Like, it's eating people up as we speak, but this is not the best approach to things. We need to do better for each other, because as an individual, when you're encouraging this level of corruption, you're stifling yourself in
yourself. Indeed you are. Well, so
in the end of the day, now we are here to like discuss some solutions and ways forward, because we can't always talk about how things are so wrong and we are the victims without coming up with a way to make it better. We are not here to make sure everyone gets depressed. We are here to talk about hope and to encourage that as you work hard, there is always a way,
I think maybe we should start by, for example, the initiatives that have been brought up by people already. For example, that strike by traders, the march to parliament, we should be able to effectively support those people. Just because you do an office job
doesn't mean you can't send some 5,000 to that platform and encourage people that are fighting for the cause. If they're able to put their faces out there and you aren't.
The reason as to why these strikes don't actually work, it's because people are thinking like, okay, now I've closed my shop for 2 weeks, where am I getting my rent? Where am I going to eat? But imagine if the entire country was at par, like, okay, you've been closed
for
this amount.
We are going to
support these people like this to reach us this particular goal, you know? I feel like that would be a very good thing.
Yeah, we need that. We need that. You're so right. We need to solicit funds for things like that, and we need better planning, not people just waking up and carrying some posters in the streets. Yeah. We appreciate your patriotism, but we really need to plan better before we go out there and do these things. And you have to know that the people you're fighting against are also planning, and they have the money to effect what it is that they want. So if you guys do not want to fund that, then it's not going to go forward, because the other people are finding their alternate approach.
That's very true.
Then another thing, I think we should all be in position to get some financial literacy, as children, as young adults, as older people, because at every stage of your life you have to be able to plan financially, because you realize that as you're growing up and you're an adult out here, you'll start to ask yourself, oh my god, I wish I even had a business like as early as school, because I don't know what's happening now. Yeah. You're trying to catch up constantly. So if you're in a position where you've taught your children how to save, and the importances of saving and the benefits of investing, it will be easier for them when they get out there. It will be easier for them to start some businesses, because in the end of the day, you'll realize that depending on your salary in this kind of economy is never going to work. That's the plain truth.
Yeah, that's how we are living.
Exactly, that's the plain truth. So we need to change it. We need to know how we can invest money for it to grow. We need to know how to plan for retirement, because
also, I don't even see why employees are paying people pennies in this kind of economy. It shouldn't be only about like learn how to manage your money and whatever. Even the employees themselves, I mean the employers themselves, why are they paying people pennies? You know, I know you're paying people pennies just because you want them
to keep working for
the system. But oh yeah, so I was saying where employers are paying people pennies because they just pay people enough
to survive,
to like even not even keep afloat.
I get you.
Know?
But Alan, this is exactly what we were saying from the start. I was trying to tell you that now you as an income earner, it's hard enough to find a job in this economy, by the way. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. So when you're finding a job, you're trying not to push back to an extent that this person will look at you as a liability. You get my point? You're forced to keep silent and accept what is given to you. So the only way you can push back as an individual is to use this money in a way that it can grow for you, right? And enable you to have that financial freedom. But I also understand that the employer table has to be
Yes.
Because in the end of the day, there are some people who use all their hours at work. They even have no time to come up with business initiatives. And for some other people, the money they get cannot even enable them to invest in anything.
Exactly.
Yes. So it is hard out there.
Oh my God.
So in the end of the day, though, we still cannot resign and just say things are hard out here. And that's why we were coming out to those solutions. If you know that you cannot be assured of food for every single day for your family, you can start up a farm. There are always these farming systems I've seen where they farm vertically. You've heard of those systems? You find someone is doing like potatoes and vegetables, and they are farming, like they put, can I call them boxes, units above each other. So that you're using the least amount of space to be the most productive. Yeah. So there are a lot of modern solutions you can try. But in the end of the day, what I can encourage you and what I myself has been able to take up, and I know that it works well, is exploiting your talents, doing things that you actually love as a person.
On that point, well, like, you know, sometimes people will come and like we try give us solutions, and you know, but these solutions, I feel like it's like, you know, people come in and
they
like,
don't apply to you.
Ta ta ta, do this, do the other, like motivational speakers. Ta 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 ta, do
no,
this, do the
one.
Other. No, I'm not saying that's what you are, but like these things are sometimes not applicable. These things,
I understand.
You're not like, we are not giving people the nitty-gritties of like starting up or like venturing into
how
your
it
talent
will work in the end of the day,
and what's the bigger
for instance,
picture
let me tell you what like, okay for me what I'm saying, for obviously there is no one solution that works for everybody, but if you're out there looking for solutions instead of seated resigning saying that it's not working, I'm giving up, I'm getting suicidal, then you're more likely to get a solution than someone who is resigned. You get my point?
Yes.
For instance, I'll tell you, I'm not good at crocheting. I'm not good at things that do with my hands. I tried my best because I love money, but I can't.
You good.
So, I see people that are knitting, doing crafty things, and using those things at expos. Like when people are coming into this country, they really love to buy those items as souvenirs and all. So if someone is really serious about that business, they can make it big time. But someone could just ignore that skill. Yet probably for someone who finds
Talk
it
to me,
easy
Derek,
to do, it will probably take them like 20 minutes to make a whole bag. And you're like, wow, you can even do this, you're not of this world. So if you find someone that loves to be fashionable, they're always styling all their friends for free. You have that one friend. When it's your engagement party, there are the people to call. When it's this, there are the people to call. But they would never think about turning that into a money-making venture. There are people that are naturally florists. People that like, they tell you, this person, even in her sink, you'll find some plants growing. Like, they literally grow plants everywhere. But they cannot even think to like, oh, I think I can do a floral business somewhere. And things have been made a little bit easier. The fact that you can market whatever you're doing online these days. You do not need a house with space, with rent, for you to make something work. You can make something work wherever you are. Take up those skills. And later, Alain, I think we should probably make this a date, me and you. We can go and take a pottery class together.
Oh yeah, I've been wanting to do it.
I'm so interested in pottery. I bet I'll be one of those people that have like my cups homemade at my house.
Wait, I've been wanting to do that.
My cups and plates will be homemade.
I've actually been when
I'm
told
tired.
My sister
and oh
about
my god,
it.
You know how expensive clay items are getting. I'm so exhausted of like looking at things and thinking how long I'm going to save to get like one china set. So,
yeah.
So guys, we are taking the reins on this. We are taking control of our finances as individuals and also planning our finances as a family unit. This is something
like
we'll talk about another time though.
How much you consume.
This triggers much.
Yes.
Like as a family unit, finances can go so wrong. And by the way, financial issues are the leading cause of family marital issues, for instance. So we need to be careful with how we manage our individual finances, our household finances, and then finances for the community as a whole. Because these politicians that are in charge of managing our finances are coming from households at home. And it's because they were not raised to manage finances at home that they don't even know how to survive on the finances they're supposed to be surviving on. They think everything that should come, they should grasp at it because they are scared of poverty, because they don't even know to keep afloat in the first place. So as we are equipping each other as individuals, we are changing our mindsets. We are showing people that it's okay to survive even on what you call minimum, as long as you have good planning. That is going to make people think about something like preserving their reputations in future. If I can survive on this money, if I've done it before, why should I squander money for the whole city project? So that is what we are pondering about today. I think this is where it ends for me.
Well, guys, we could go on and on about how fucked up the economy is. Sorry for cursing, but like, it is what it is, and we need to fight back as well as much as they are fighting us. So please comment in the comment section, engage with us. We can't wait to come back again and talk about other interesting things. Bye.
Well, this has been fun.